The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The FT. The FT Arts Podcast is brought to you by Vacheron Constantin.
Hello, I'm Ludovic Hunter-Tilney. This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. 50 years ago, the man who coined the phrase special relationship died. Winston Churchill was 90 and had lived long enough to witness pop music realise the ties he argued for between Britain and the United States. 1965 marked the second year of the British invasion of the US charts. On January the 23rd, one day before Churchill's death, Petula Clark notched up the 10th British invasion number one with Downtown, almost exactly a year after the Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand. Clark was the first British woman to top the US charts since Vera Lynn with Auf Wiedersehen, Sweetheart in 1952.
Light so much brighter there, you can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown.
Downtown is a perfect example of Anglo-Americana. It was written by the London-based songwriter and producer Tony Hatch after visiting New York. The lyrics describe a lonely wanderer finding solace in the noise of Manhattan's streets. Bright orchestral pop gives the bustle an enchanting swing, until at the end a wild trumpet solo muscles in like a young tough from West Side Story. Among the crack musicians was a young Jimmy Page, later of Led Zeppelin, at the time a session guitarist. Hatch meant to offer the song to an American group, the Drifters. But Clark, a former child star whose career had stalled, pounced when he played her an unfinished version. Thus, a song full of Americanisms was immortalised by a singer from Surrey with impeccable tones, the sort of voice that speaks of awfully nice tea parties and jolly good shows, not sidewalks and movie theatres. The British invasion habituated American listeners to pop songs sung in the accents of the old country, but even at the height of the influx, Clark's Englishness was pronounced. The effect was amplified by the lyrics' transatlantic lingo and the tendency of other invasion acts to use mid-Atlantic accents, such as the Animals or the Dave Clark Five. Hatch was concerned an American audience wouldn't accept Clark's cut-glass pronunciation. But an American record label executive knew better. Joe Smith of Warner Brothers, which released the song in the US, understood its sparkle lay precisely in its mingling of similarity and difference. Hatch's inexpert grasp of American urban terminology, for instance, meant the song should really be called Midtown, the actual location of the neon signs and movie theatres it lauds. The song re-established Clark as one of the UK's biggest singing stars. Covers followed almost instantly, as with the identikit version on Sandy Shaw's debut album a month later. Frank Sinatra attempted a breezy interpretation in 1966, when he was trying to keep up with the new pop generation. But he badly misjudged the song by treating it as a joke.
The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure.
Glenn Gould was more respectful in 1967 when he published a dense musicological essay in praise of Petula Clark. Downtown, according to the classical pianist, was an affirmative diatonic exhortation in the key of E major, while the singer's voice, in a catchier phrase, was fiercely loyal to its one great octave. The song has continued to bounce back and forth across the Atlantic, as when Dolly Parton turned it into splashy Nashville pop in 1984. But it has resonance outside the Anglosphere too. When Clark made Downtown, she was based in Paris, having reinvented herself as a chanteuse after her British career flagged. She recorded a French version of the song called Dans le temps, in which New York turned into Paris. She also sang a German version called Gay in die Stadt and an Italian one called Ciao, Ciao. Downtown isn't just a peerless example of Churchill's special relationship. It also marks pop's evolution into a global lingua franca.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.